Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and I'm going to be talking about miscarriage today. Did you know that 1 in 4 women have experienced a miscarriage at some point in their life? About 1 in 100 women in the UK experience recurrent miscarriages, which are known as 3 or more miscarriages in a row. The majority of these miscarriages happen in what is known as the first trimester, which is the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. And if you know all of this, you know, please bear with me while I just go over the basics for people that are new to this listening, and then we'll get to how you can help, how you can heal, how you can move forward as a couple if you have experienced a miscarriage or miscarriages together. The second 12 weeks of pregnancy is known as the second trimester. Although the rate of miscarriage drops in the second trimester, there are many couples around the world that experience baby loss during this period. It's also important to remember that if a couple lose a baby in the second trimester, there is also the possibility that a woman may have to give birth depending on how far along the pregnancy has progressed. And that is obviously a devastating experience. There are also different types of pregnancy-related issues which result in baby loss. Here are some of the most common ones. Early miscarriage, and this happens a lot in the first few weeks of pregnancy. Chemical pregnancy, and this is where someone gets a positive pregnancy test, but then starts to bleed, and then the test is negative. Missed miscarriage, and this is where the pregnancy continues, but the baby has actually passed away in the womb. And ectopic pregnancy, and that's a pregnancy that occurs outside of the womb, normally in the fallopian tubes, so it's not growing in a viable position. And then there's late miscarriage, a loss that occurs in the second and third trimester. Regardless of what kind of pregnancy complication or baby loss experience a couple can go through, it can have a huge impact on their relationship. Losing a baby can be such a traumatic experience that it changes individuals, which in turn can change their relationship. One of the hardest things for couples to understand when they experience a miscarriage is that there often isn't an explanation of what happened or what caused the miscarriage, which can make it difficult to deal with what has happened. Studies show that married couples or couples who are living together that had experienced a miscarriage were 22% more likely to break up compared to couples who went on to have a healthy pregnancy and baby. Unfortunately, the percentage of couples that break up after a stillbirth increases to 40%. This shows how deep the impact of baby loss is on the couple involved. I'm going to share some case studies of couples that I've worked with that have experienced miscarriage and how it impacted their relationship. Names have been changed to protect their identity and permission given to share. Sally and Ben had been together for 3 years before they started trying for a baby. To their surprise, they fell pregnant within 3 months of trying and were over the moon as they both felt that they were ready for the next chapter in their marriage. Sadly, at 19 weeks, Sally went into labour early and ended up giving birth to her baby who had passed away in the womb. This was a huge shock to both Sally and Ben, because they assumed that if they'd got through the first 12 weeks of pregnancy, they would be fine. They hadn't heard about late miscarriages, so they were left totally shocked and heartbroken. Sally began to feel low and lacked energy to do anything, as she didn't know how to handle life after the miscarriage. This impacted how Ben felt, as he was often left feeling rejected and down. And when he tried to support Sally, she was closed off from him. This led to a lot of miscommunication between them both, and it really pushed them further apart. Ben wasn't sure how to support Sally, as well as struggling to deal with his own emotions, and Sally was so closed off from her feelings that the two of them were almost living two different lives. In any relationship that breaks down or goes through problems, it is often the result of a build-up of issues. However, when a couple experience miscarriage, it is a huge, sudden blow that has the potential to change people in ways they had not imagined. So it's really important to seek the right kind of help to move through this difficult stage in your relationship. Grief has so many layers, it can be extremely difficult to know how to handle a miscarriage when you are left with so many unanswered questions. Especially, what could I have done to prevent us from losing this baby? Both Ben and Sally felt a sense of responsibility. So I decided the best approach to this situation was individual counselling and coaching, and then couple coaching, to bring them both back onto the same page. Individual therapy for Sally included healing and body therapy. Even though it was done online, there's still ways to go into the body, to release what needs to be released, to forgive and to let go of guilt from the body and to move forward, which allowed her to focus on every part of her body which was holding onto the trauma and encouraged her to let go of the pain that she was holding inside. For Ben, we did a lot of work on his inner confidence, tendencies to self-blame and communication skills. He was feeling low in himself. He was constantly questioning his ability to be a good husband to Sally, especially because he couldn't understand how to make her feel better. We were both able to work together to help Ben to express his feelings and explain the way that he was reacting, putting on a face to be strong because he thought that's what she needed. Through practical exercises, we rebuilt the connection. The communication got better and better, and now they're the happiest they've ever been. Ben really supported Sally in her healing journey. That was a while ago now, and Sally has since given birth to two healthy twin boys, who by the pictures that she emailed me look absolutely adorable. Another couple that I work with, Imran and Selena, had been together for 8 years. In that time, they had one daughter and so desperately wanted to give their daughter a sibling to complete their family. They had been trying for 2 years before they finally got that much-wanted positive pregnancy test. Unfortunately, 7 weeks into the pregnancy, Selena started to experience some bleeding and pain. A trip to the hospital confirmed that she was indeed losing the baby. Not only was this the worst news Imran and Selena could have received, but it also meant that they had to explain this to their daughter, who was already so excited about having a new baby in the family. The days that followed were really traumatic for Selena, as the bleeding became heavier and she had to go through the miscarriage at home. It was understandably one of the worst experiences she had to go through alone, because her husband didn't know how to help. He just avoided talking and kept busy at work. This is one of the things about an early miscarriage. There is not much things doctors can do. Essentially, couples have to go home and being told that there's no longer a heartbeat and just wait for the miscarriage to take place naturally, while day-to-day routine has to continue. Selena felt really alone through this experience, as her husband immediately took to taking on the role of looking after the house, their daughter, and work. She felt like the minute they heard the news that they were losing their baby, that her husband went into practical mode, showed no emotion to the situation, whereas Selena was going through the miscarriage physically as well as emotionally. She was in so much pain and found herself staying in bed, crying herself through the pain until she fell asleep. Selena was extremely upset with Imran for not being there to hold her as she miscarried or cried herself to sleep, so she was very distant from him when they were in the same room together. Imran felt that he wanted to take over her role in the house so that Selena wouldn't have to worry about looking after their daughter and could process what was happening. He was really confused why Selena was being so distant with him when all he was doing was trying to help her. When Imran and Selena came to me, I realised that they were both so deeply in love, but they couldn't see that the miscarriage had affected them both differently. Imran was a practical one. He stepped up, thinking that he had to be strong so that Selena could have her time to cry and process what was happening. What they both didn't realise is that they were both reacting but not communicating what they needed from one another. Selena thought that Imran was being cold and immature as he hid all his emotions. Throughout our sessions, Selena was able to express what she needed from him in terms of his emotional support and said that she wanted days at home with him, without their daughter, so that their daughter didn't think that something was wrong with her. Imran agreed that he could show more emotional support and understood why she had been distant. In addition to talking it all through, we did a lot of work on how to communicate feelings using my list of over 200 feeling words. If you would like a copy of that list, you can go to my Facebook group, just type in Nicola Beer and relationship advice and tips, and it will come up. Basically, it's a list of different 200 different feeling words, enables you to look at it and to identify what exactly you are feeling. Because sometimes we can not understand really how we feel. And then if we can't understand how we feel and we don't take time for ourselves to tune in and ask ourselves, what am I really feeling and what do I really need right now? If we don't do that, then we're not going to be able to express that with one another and we're not going to be able to get our needs met, and this may lead to distance between the couple. Unfortunately, as I've already mentioned, there are a lot of couples that break up following a miscarriage or miscarriages, and it doesn't have to be that way. I've worked with so many couples around the world to rebuild, strengthen and fix their relationship post-baby loss. I'm going to share with you some of my most successful tips in helping a couple heal after miscarriage. Please bear in mind that every single experience of baby loss is unique to the couple in question. So if you do feel that you're struggling with this and it's affecting you, it's affecting your relationship, you would like some support, then you can reach out to me. You can either, if you're ready to have some one-on-one coaching with me, go to my website and book a free call. We can discuss what you need and how I might be able to help you, and you can decide at the end if that's the right fit for you. And if you are currently on a really tight budget at the moment but do need some more support, my Facebook group is free. I'm in there several times a week. We also have engagement from people all around the world sharing their thoughts and tips on relationships. And then I also have my audio programs. There's the 21 lessons to improving your relationship, creating a happier, resentment-free, more connected union. And then there is the self-love and confidence, which is 16 modules on building yourself up and taking yourself to the next level. Whatever you do, it's important to do something. Taking that step of reaching out can really help you progress quickly. So here are some tips. Stick together. When you go through something as traumatic as a miscarriage, both of you are going through this at the same time. You may react completely differently, but ultimately you are both connected to that baby in some way, shape, and form. So when you remind yourself that your partner is also going through the same, hopefully it will help you to have compassion and not judge each other's way of dealing with the grief. Understanding as well that grief is completely unique. Grief means different things to different people. There are so many factors that can influence the way we behave in life, and grief is no different. Depending on how our families handled death previously, or how we experience losing people close to us over the years, can impact how we handle miscarriage. When you understand that grief can impact people differently and how even the same person can react completely differently to one element of grief in their life and then have a completely new reaction to a different grief. So there really is no pattern to it at all. Being sensitive and understanding towards one another is really critical. If you're struggling with communicating, then perhaps talk to others. When you lose a baby, it can be one of the most lonely experiences a person can go through. And it's not a topic that is discussed easily. However, if you really feel that you need to talk to more people, then do so. There are so many couples out there that have experienced the same. There's lots of support groups. Reach out to somebody if you're struggling with this and share your story. Sometimes sharing your story can help lighten the load for you, and also may help other people who are looking for someone to validate their feelings and may be able to help you, and that will give them comfort as well as support for you. Then there's intimacy. Something that a lot of couples struggle after losing a baby is knowing when it's appropriate to be intimate again. Some couples find it very easy to slip straight back into it, and others find it uncomfortable. They may find that sex is too much for them and they need time to process what has happened. Whatever it is that you're feeling, it's really important not to rush one another if one of you is not ready. Working on things that will increase the love between you through actions is key. Affectionate touch, doing nice activities together if you feel up to that, sleeping in each other's arms, holding each other, saying kind words, giving each other your attention until you're both in the right place to have sex again. Many find that the longer they leave it, the harder it can be. So if it's been months and months and months or years, then definitely get some outside help. And then it's really important as well to acknowledge your loss. Sometimes I work with couples where one or both in the couple have just tried to bury it down, tried to brush it under the carpet, carry on as normal. And often that's just not possible. Not only have you emotionally gone through a huge loss, your body for the women has gone through a huge loss, and your couple has gone through a loss. So it's very important to give yourself time to be with your feelings, take the pressure off yourself, and give time for yourself to rebuild, to relax, to rest as much as you can. Sometimes couples like to have a special ritual. They like to write a letter to their unborn baby and then bury the letter. Others buy a teddy bear that they keep. Some get a tattoo. Some hold their own funeral service in their back garden. If this will help you, then try this. And then lastly, getting the right support. It's a very traumatic experience for many couples because it's not just the loss. It's the loss of the dreams, hopes, and expectations. Also ignites fear. Is this going to happen again? And so having support individually or together can be a really great gift to help you reconnect, comfort one another, and grow from the experience together. If anything I've said is resonating with you, I want you to know that you are not alone, and you don't have to be alone. As I mentioned, there's loads of free support groups for this. You can welcome to join my relationship group. And if you would like to work with someone, then find someone that you really feel comfortable with. So overall, be patient with one another, avoid judging one another and how you experience and process the grief. Talk about your feelings and give time for yourself to go through the healing process. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. Can't wait to join you in a new episode next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.